clothes on. You look fine, but you don't sweat it. From someone who gave a shit about me, at least half as much as I cared about them. I guess it wasn't you.
You should finally move in yellow. I've no choice but to be more mellow.
Gotta sew a button on my vest, cause tonight I've got to look my best. Lulu back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere. Gotta shine my shoes and slick my hair. Got to get myself booting there. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my Harlem coquettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home until the fall. And again, I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town, yeah. Thank you.
around, no.
Tell the mailman not to call. He's coming home until the fall. And then again, I might not get home at all. Lulu's back in town.
Oh, that woman's back of town? Oh, my, 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 my.
Listen to Space Plane, CKUT 90.3, original music recorded directly to cassette tape by me, the host of the show, Tony E. Before that, you heard Fats Waller and his rhythm with Lulu's Back in Town. And you heard some other things before that, too.
To a distribution company. They start distributing and manufacturing his cookies.
Famous Amos!
With, according to his recipe and shit, landed a distribution deal. You know what I'm saying? Start distributing his cookies in different stores and shit. Instant sensation, overnight millionaire. Never had a motherfucking GED. Never had a high school diploma. Was even illiterate. He didn't even know how to read at the time. Famous Amos once said, if you always think what you always thought, you will always get what you always got. Famous Amos. Stop thinking that you're not worthy of friendship. Stop thinking that you're not worthy of love. Stop thinking that you're not worthy to receive a compliment. Stop thinking that you're not worthy to get the job. Stop thinking that you're not worthy.
Music must obey me, all pain must obey me. I cripple my enemies, got the gift of vocabulary. I could talk my way up by anything. Nobody words can go against me, I'm stingy. I want all that energy. Cyrus, best nigga in the place to be. I 200 hot degree, burn you till you faint, y'all. Y'all niggas shooting blanks, y'all. I fuck in my vest, drive an armored tank, y'all. I dead niggas like a dog bury your bone. You could never set me up, I raise the pain volume. Nominate me as presidential MC. My career is so intelligent, unique physique. A nigga, please. You could never fuck with the dog. A nigga, please. Nigga, I will bury your bone. A nigga, please. I'm the one who burned your home. A nigga, please. Watch your shit fall like Rome. Nigga, I'm immune to all viruses. I get the cocaine, it cleans out my sinuses. Just from swinging, I get a quarter of a meal. I have it raining ice drops the size of automobile. I kill all the government microchips in my body. I'm the paranoid nigga at your party. I kill all my enemies at birth. Shut the fuck up, bitch, and let me stick my hands up your skirt. Nigga, please. You could never fuck with
I'm a
dog.
All aliens.
Nigga, I will burn your bones. Nigga, please. I'm the one who burned your home. Make your shit fall like Rome. Nigga, please.
Can't never be against bitch ass.
I don't care who you is. Please. Nigga, please.
You could never fuck with the dog.
Nigga, please.
You could never fuck with the dog.
Nigga, please.
You know what I'm saying? To create a business. Stop thinking that you're not worthy to plant a garden. Stop thinking that you're not worthy to look good. Stop thinking that you're not worthy to feel sexy. Stop thinking that you're not worthy to flirt with other people. Stop.
It's not about not being worthy. I can't engage in that low behavior.
Stop thinking that you're not worthy. Drop that unworthy shit, man. You need to start saying, I am worthy. I am worthy of this person's friendship. I am worthy to be loved. I am worthy of love. I am worthy. I can start a business. I can do this. Philippians 4:13 tells you that you can do all things through Christ
who strengthens you.
You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. All is an indefinite statement. You can't say, oh, well, I can start a business. I can buy a house. I can get a car. But I can't have friends. No, ain't no buts. All is an indefinite statement. Everything is included in that all. Nothing is excluded from that all unless you allow it to be excluded. Stop living an exclusive life and start living a flamboyant life. Start living flamboyant. Stop acting like you some old George Clooney ass motherfucking superstar that you on. You ain't on George Clooney's level. All right, George Clooney got super money, and the shit that he's personifying himself to be to the public's eyes, he's not like that, dodging cameras and shit. He act like he don't want to be filmed. That's all publicity stunt shit. Them motherfuckers stage that shit on purpose. They want to be filmed. They want publicity. Why? Because George Clooney got a new movie out, and George Clooney want people to know about his movie. So he strategically sets up different things and different stunts. We call them publicity stunts to create publicity. Stop trying to be exclusive like George Clooney and Brad Pitt. And then you blaming it on some shit. Oh yeah, I'm just doing it. Brad Pitt doesn't like cameras. Brad Pitt is not pro-social.
That's me to a T, buddy.
I go on and on and on, man. Yeah, somebody's gonna poke at the chop. But I want to see if there's something that the Lord has something to talk about. But yeah, can they speak through me? Are they coming through the wisdom beam? Cause the crystal's talking at me. And time, too. And everybody who ever done been spoken to. In my vanity. Crystal's talking at me. Following our wisdom beam. And anybody else you see. In my freaking goddamn. And all those others you see before there was even such a come. As a tree, when the only reality was simply to be. Up they got the top, making it up a foot.
Of every beam, your love belongs to me. And then when you're asleep, into your tent I creep. The stars that shine above are way too loud. Your room is blind with me. I'm the cheek, the trick, the trick of every beam. Yeah! Now, what?
beat him. I'm losing. What?
Lisa from Wendy, Lisa.
This is the road that leads to where I live. See the the door, come inside. It's alright, it's alright. This is the house where life's a play. Don't let the color scare you away. It's alright, it's alright. This is the garden where emotions grow. Give them love, open your soul.
Society to grant us permission to activate our inner genius. We cannot mature as fast as we could, seeing others leapfrog ahead of the pack of conformists when we ourselves cannot advance. We are stuck in pause, waiting and waiting for permission to declare our dreams and true intentions, struggling for what we want out of our life walk. We wait the time
for
change to arise within us like a sexual stimulation, or for society to grant us permission to activate our inner genius and in turn activate inner genius of others. This is the illusion and delusion, all wrapped in a perfect enigma surrounded by the conundrum of lack of self-growth. We have forgotten courage is a choice, and permission and impetus to move with bold, decisive action is not given by the global narrative or the impotent masses entrenched in mediocrity. Courage is a choice, and permission and impetus to move with bold and decisive action is not given. To seek change is to go against the grain of those demanding conformity. The ideological and cultural patterns of limitation. Truly advancing to the unknown with the choice to make it known. Letting go of fear, envy, and resentment. Flying aloft on the wings of understanding. Enjoying the reckless abandon of shedding off the conformist will to suppress your desires to know the unknown. It is your birthright and legacy as a conscious being of choice on the path of self-mastery. The bold and disciplined invite the need to grow. It is our savior from the fearful masses who will never hold their power until they too are faced with their internal demons and shed off the needs of the conformed masses who have forgotten that courage is a choice. What awaits them is the presence of choice itself and the potential power of living in the natural moment of now. At the edge of infinity, with my expression of the now, I unpack and uncode the unlimited point of view with my state of emanation. Aho. Powerful, powerful moment of speech. All right, everyone, come on into the chat room.
Whoa, Andrew, I'm not gonna go into your cybertized AI hell, but thanks for that. Andrew Bartzis.
Take a call. There are many lines in it that will connect to many, many different people. They encountered the great beings, and that began the need to create a galactic ascension machine. And you were part of a fundamental spirit who said, well, we've really toxified this section of the solar system, the galaxy. It is our responsibility. And we'll have to learn to be ambassadors to many dimensions, many time-space realities, many localities, seen and unseen, so that they begin sending their greatest offenders to the galactic ascension machine. So in a sense, you were like a posse guy that had to go world to world to world and say, hey, you've got some great offenders on your world. They need to come back here. And then convince the celestial mind and the people of the world,
transdimensional narc,
that they're not necessarily false bad beings. They just did something that needs resolution over here. And the longer they ignore it, the more damage they do to everyone else. Species, because those that were bold and actionable and willing to work with the higher needs of the spirit at the many different layers, you became integrated into Earth's great consciousness. And since then, you have been one of those on the cutting edge of what free will could mean, because there's millions of years of people exploring free will. But free will here is explored vastly different because we can experience the seven colors of time. That's why our planet is set up that way. But our DNA instruments of experience, that which you and I are in, can experience up to 50 colors of time. So there's a whole 42 more levels of color and awareness that you and I can experience that would never overload us sensory-based. Once we get over the ideological limitations that have been imposed on our world.
Well, that's unreal. That's really nice to know.
Thank you.
That's not what we're supposed to be doing, and it's the longer I'm going on and working in that role, I know that we shouldn't be doing this.
Why don't you quit? Why are you just calling in to talk show?
That's not the healing we should be doing for people. You know, cutting tumors out of people, or you know that type of thing. The longer I'm there, it's harder for me to work there.
You're reaching a point where you can't ignore the butchery for butchery's sake.
Yes.
There are times
yes,
it's necessary.
Exactly.
There are times it's necessary. We're not denying allopathy its purpose, because it is absolutely necessary for some people. But there are many unnecessary surgeries which are just plain butchery.
Here's how we rock you.
that to some people displease me. Why can't I just switch on up and move on up to that higher form of consciousness? I said relinquish low consciousness, start again. Easier said than done, right now, man. No one talking about it.
Your night, well, I'm Sugar King. It's time to get with it. This fresh product, don't you dare miss it. Cause it'll be rocking and hip-hopping. It's hot, it's starting, but ain't no stopping.
Rock on and up, rock on and on. Rock on and up, rock on and on. Rock on and up, rock on and on.
That's what he's personifying to you. shine. Relax your mind, get nothing but the best when I start to rhyme. Sugar cane, a DJ rapper. Sugar get on the, sugar get on the, sugar get on and do the best you can.
Well, I'm sugar cane coming in at first. The rock party's all over the universe. I rock Mars, Saturn, and Venus too, because I got the kind of rock to make the boogaloo. So just get on it, so I can phone it. I got the fresh stuff and I know that you want it.
That dude is fam blowing. Every night he beat me around crowds of people. That dude travels with an auction rods and no less than 25 people around him.
Hey, yo, you see that girl over there? What's up with her?
Yeah, man, I'm gonna go talk to her. I think you said her name was Adele.
Yo, she most definitely looking good with that white on white.
But let's go party, man. Let's go chill.
No problem. They're rocking by themselves.
Word up.
Rock on, 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 rock on.
He takes care of 25 people. He takes care of 25 people. When he go to a restaurant, his motherfucking restaurant bills be $3,000, $2,500, $3,000, $4,000 a night. Because he takes care of like 25 people. They putting tables together for him. He ain't going in there eating by himself. He got you thinking that he live an exclusive life. Ain't no fucking exclusive life.
Or whether they were.
Doing that shit so that you can feel like you ain't got the right to have friends and shit. Look, you ain't exclusive. You're not George Clooney. I don't mean to bust your bubble, but you're not Johnny Depp. So you gotta come off of that shit. That's a dumbass way of thinking right there. And then you somehow justify this shit by thinking that, oh well, you know, they don't understand me. Man, come on, man. Step out of that shit, man. You're worthy of friends, man. Make yourself understood. Make me understand you, man. Don't give up, because secretly inside you know that you desire to be around friends. You know that you want friends that you can trust, that understand you, that love you, that support you, that show up in your time of need. You know that. You know that you want the support. Stop fronting, man. Stop fronting like you don't, that you don't want, you know what I'm saying, friends, that you don't like compliments. Stop fretting. When somebody, look, ladies, when somebody tell you that you're beautiful, don't get all snobby and shit. Oh, all snobby. Your face is looking real stank right now. I'm telling you, you beauty, and you want to put on your stank face. Who, me? My hair?
And shit like that.
Yeah,
that
I just said that you was beautiful.
Back to Carter, reruns in a rap master in 1996.
All the Dr. Dre's tricks.
94,
4,
94, 95.
That boy coming alive.
Ain't a war, not thing. That's too much work, man.
Why you wanna make an ugly face? I just told you that you was beautiful. Why you couldn't smile like you got some class and say, you know what, thank you for that compliment and you're very handsome yourself? Why you can't just be tactful and just accept the compliment? Why you gotta put on your stank face and look ugly?
No overdub, just an old track, cause it was fat, dig it, Bob George. 1994 tribute with the Rap Master. From the Sis catalog.
You good, huh? Did you buy it? Yeah, right. Who do you think I am, baby? Yesterday's fool. You seen that rich motherfucker again? What's his name? Bob. What'd he do for a living? Managed rock star. Who? Chris. Ain't that a bitch? That skinny motherfucker with the high voice.
You don't feel worthy. You gotta change that way of thinking. If you always think what you always thought, you gonna always get what you always got. If you feel like George Clooney and that you gotta, listen, you really want friends, but you justify you not having friends with that exclusive shit. I'm George Clooney, I'm Brad Pitt, I'm Angelina Jolie, I'm Britney Spears. No, bitch, you ain't Britney Spears.
Oh, God, the mayor's got a gun. Come on, get me.
No, bitch, you are not motherfucking Oprah Winfrey. You're not fucking Angelina Jolie. You are Susie Stupid. Because you really want friends, but you don't feel worthy enough to have them, so you stupid.
You got my number, you kitty outside. Everybody do good. You been doing the red dance thing all along, okay?
ties to Satan's realm. Doing this. Popular culture is satanic. We got no ties. 36, 36, 36. Hold ourselves up to a new standard. None of the old illusions hold, Jackson. We must be newly born.
I see the anesthetists, I see the surgeons and doctors working with patients, and to me, I just don't understand why they don't see all the new technology that's out there, like vibration technology to get rid of tumors and stuff like that.
They're so naive! Not like people who listen to this program! Smash plane, CKUT
giant, then your life is going to reflect your thoughts. Look, this is what I respect about, what's her name? Kimora Lee. She got a reality show called The Fab Life. She talk about living fabulous. She make your lives think fabulous. Everything she do is real big. She make a noise when she throw her annual baby fat
model show.
You're gonna try the potato salad at that shindig.
Mississippi River is flowing in you, and you use the symbols as a gear system of how fast on the superhighway of information, data, or energy which are flowing through your whole system. So you can't give away authority to anyone, even your guides.
Interesting. And then is that exclusive to just Reiki, or because I know there's so many different modalities and, you know, so, ways.
Me personally, there should be very little done remotely when you are attuning, graduating, anyone in the class.
Mm-hmm.
Need the hands-on finality experience.
Absolutely.
There are others that believe others, okay, and they're entitled to that belief. But for me, it is complete. Versus giving an energy frequency and having it remotely done. Now, I do remote healings, and many of them are very, 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 very effective.
And then you're back in your day.